You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra Siyam, Nisiyam, Nisiyaya,
Anthasyakhliya, Talitin, Homasqueam, Asteo. Are you tired of Big Brother bookstores trying to sell you some billionaire's favorite book or Heather's top picks? Then you should check out Vancouver Books. Vancouver Books is a new online family-run bookstore. A portion of their profits go to First Nations reconciliation and environmental projects in British Columbia. They provide their customers with the most interesting books in fine arts, signed first editions, First Nations photography, fine ancient books, occult, and so much more. They also provide carbon-free delivery to anywhere in the Vancouver area. So go to www.vancouverbooks.ca to check out Vancouver Books today. That's www.vancouverbooks.ca.
The Vancouver Friends for Life Society and the Metropolitan Hotel Vancouver are happy to host their third Divas at Diva presents Bougie Bingo for Life, a celebration of the 30 years of service that VFFLS has provided to the West End community. It's $30 for six games of bingo, with each prize bougier than the last. Join us on Monday, October 30th at 7 p.m. at Diva at the Met in the Metropolitan Hotel Vancouver. For more information, check out Diva at the Met and Vancouver Friends for Life on Instagram. And to buy tickets, search Bougie Bingo for Life on eventbrite.ca.
A person with HIV can now live a long, healthy life thanks to treatment. But the first step is to get tested. The sooner you know your HIV status, the better. You can now test yourself at home with just a prick of the finger and get results within a minute. Order a free HIV self-test kit online at selftest.catie.ca. That's selftest.catie.ca. Your health is at your fingertips. A message from CATIE, Canada's source for HIV and hepatitis C information.
A visit to the Austrian Tyrol is one we can thoroughly recommend and hope that in the scenes which follow, you too will be able to enjoy some of the beauty of nature at her best.
On January 17th, UBC Radio CITR 101.9 FM presents our 24 hours of radio art programming.
If we may, we would like to show you this rough map from which you can see the location of the province of Austria called the Tyrol.
Featuring innovative approaches to music and sound. It's 24 hours of spoken
Austria
word, ambient, drone, field recordings, collage, plunderphonics, robocalls, voicemail fails, sound research, and noise.
A cable car journey is almost a must in Austria. And in Eagles itself, we have the Patrick.
Listen live on CITR 101.9 FM or online at CITR.ca. For more details and submission requirements, email us at radioart@citr.ca.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jeff, and welcome back to another episode of Training Time. Today, we have two wonderful guests, but before we get started, I hope everyone is having a wonderful start of the day. It is sunny outside. We haven't been getting a lot of sun lately, so I hope everyone gets a chance to go outside, enjoy the fresh air, although it's very cold, and go on with your day. So for training time today, we are going to be discussing a variety of topics that I have prepared. Apologies for the noise that you hear in the background. It seems like they're doing some sort of construction upstairs, and let's just hope that it turns out great. Okay, would you guys like to introduce yourselves who are in the studio today for training time? to save you the awkward silence, we'll start with Laura and go and trickle down.
Hi, I'm Laura.
Hello, Laura.
Hi, I'm Shravan.
Hello, Shravan. My name is Jeff, as I introduced to you guys earlier. I am the trainer here for you guys this semester. I have my own show. I don't know if you guys are thinking about doing your own show. Would you say that you're thinking about it? It's in the agenda, or are you just exploring new things?
I'm thinking about it, I guess, but I'm mostly here for the learning experience of it, because I find this entire setup super interesting.
Yeah, no, for sure. I came here towards the end of my first year. I remember that I came in here with absolutely no clue at all for what to do, and once I got the experience, just like you guys, going on there for the first time, then I was like, you know what, this is for me. So I began my own show. It's been going on for a while now. If you guys are curious what it is, it's called Leanin' with Jeff. My full name is Jeff Lee. So it's Leanin' with Jeff. A lot of people give that reaction. They're like, oh, because, you know, at first, Leanin' with Jeff is not that impressive until I reveal my full name.
Mm-hmm.
Laura, are you planning on doing your own show, or are you just here for the experience, just what it's like?
Yeah, definitely here to learn, definitely here to get some experience. I do have a slot on Halloween coming up. We will have something spooky at 5 p.m. on Halloween. It is me and a few others that are also new to radio. So
that's exciting. Do you guys have a name for the show? Or is it just like a Halloween concept?
It is currently untitled Halloween concept, but it will have a title by Halloween.
Well, that's exciting. Are you guys planning on dressing up?
Yes. I think who cares that radio is an auditory medium? I think we should.
Yeah. What about you?
I haven't really decided. Where I'm from, Halloween isn't that big a deal. But yeah, if I'm hitting some parties, then I definitely will.
I haven't dressed up in a good 10 or so years. I am planning on dressing up. Probably not. I want to go to the bare minimum of buying one of those cat ears.
Yeah.
And maybe doing a couple whiskers.
That's always strong.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm a bit worried this time because that day is a school day. So I'm pretty sure that the majority of people are going to be dressing up in some way. And I don't want to be that one fellow that's just in normal clothing as a student. So I'm still deciding. Any tips?
I like that you're kind of too old to dress up, but at the same time, you don't want to because it's a school night.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I just don't want to be, because if everyone's dressing up, you're going to be coming out pretty strong as a normal civilian.
Yeah.
So I just don't. But yeah, I mean, do you guys have any simple costumes that anyone can wear? Any DIY type of things that you can explore with?
I just thought about buying one of those cheap masks at like Walmart or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's actually a pretty good idea.
Sheet ghost. You can also like dress that up. You could be cowboy sheet ghost. You can kind of customize it.
Cool. Speaking of Halloween, we have a Halloween event at CITR on Halloween Day. It is called Scaryoke. So there's going to be movies playing. There's going to be karaoke. There's going to be candy. It's going to be very fun. I believe it starts at 7:30 sharp and it goes till 10 p.m. So anyone who is interested in having some fun on Halloween Day, there's nothing better than celebrating something on the day of. So come on down to the CITR station. This is where it'll happen. If you guys are interested in it, you can just hang by, see what we have, and enjoy.
Sweet.
Yeah. Speaking of Halloween again, have you guys ever been trick-or-treating before?
Yes.
Yeah.
I have never been trick-or-treating before.
What?
I wish I did. I just never did.
Why didn't you go?
I think it was just, I don't know. I think it was just, I think it's just because of my my culture, I guess. Every time it was Halloween, I always went to church.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So we basically did all that stuff there. So a lot of games. I came up with a lot of candy. But I've always wanted to go trick-or-treating and go to random people's houses and be like, trick-or-treat. And,
yeah.
You know, I just feel like it's very, very fun. I feel like it's safer than you think, too.
Yeah.
You know? And right now I'm a bit too old. So I'm hoping that one day, maybe if I have a kid, I'll go with them.
That you can use them.
Yeah, use them. But how was that experience like, and what age did you stop doing it?
I went every year until I was probably 12.
12?
Somewhere around there, yeah.
Is that the beginning or middle of middle school?
That's towards the end of middle school.
Oh,
I think,
okay.
Yeah, once I was a high schooler, I decided that I
this
was
is
too
no
cool.
Longer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, same here.
Same
I,
too.
I guess I started around sixth grade, so when I was around 11, and I stopped when I was about 13.
So is it true that if they do not give you good candies or no candies at all, you do pull a small prank at the house?
I think that depends a lot on the kid. I was never bold enough to do that.
Have you guys ever witnessed any pranks in the scene?
I wish.
No, neither have I.
Yeah, no. I mean, the only prank that I've seen wasn't in Halloween, but the year after me. So I was a 2021 graduate in high school. The 2020 people, what they did was they wrapped one of their teachers, like six or seven guys, wrapped one of their teachers' cars with saran wrap, like all over the car, for their graduation prank. That's the only prank I've actually seen. I think that's a very, very minor prank, very acceptable, because all you need to do is just cut one side and poop. It's all off. Eggs and flour. No. That is not a good idea. Although, you know, whoever was bold enough to do it, don't do it again. I'm sure that it's not an easy job to clean all that off.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, Halloween is always a very exciting time of the year. Are you guys, do you guys have a sweet tooth, you'd say?
Definitely.
Yeah?
Yeah.
No, actually.
No sweet tooth at all?
No.
What would you say is your favorite candy, Laura?
I like a Kit Kat Chunky. It's like the big one, and I feel like there's a better chocolate ratio.
Hmm. Do you have any types of sweets that you'd like?
Yeah, I really like, I recently discovered these, Reese's Pieces.
Are they the minis, or just the Reese's?
Whatever those cups are with peanut butter in them.
Oh, interesting. You know what's funny? That was one of the candies that I did not like.
Oh.
I just didn't like peanut butter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I just couldn't. I just didn't. I would rather have Nutella.
That's valid.
Nutella is good. For me, I'd say that I was a huge candy kid when I was younger, to the point where I would have stomach aches because I would just consume too much candy. And I had a cavity. But once I grew older, this happened pretty recently, I'd say, like within a year or so. I love pastry, like bread, muffins, loaves, cookies, not much of cookies, but, you know, all those things. I think it's just the most delicious things ever, like cinnamon buns with icing on it.
Yes.
That's my favorite. I would go for that any day over like Sour Patch, you know, kids or,
yeah,
you know?
I agree. I think it might be a getting older thing, because I found the same. I used to eat candy until I had a stomach ache, and now I'm more of a pastry person.
Yeah, no. You know, all the time when you're in Walmart and you're at the cashier and there's all those candies on the side, and you know, you would always ask your parents to buy it for you.
Yeah.
Now when I walk past it, I can afford it. But first of all, I know it's not that good, you know, so I kind of believe my parents now. They're like, you know, it's not that good, you know, and I don't feel as tempted as I was when I was younger to get that that bubble gum or, you know, those marshmallows that are in the packets that look appealing, but I'd rather just, you know, get one of those big jumbo marshmallows and use it as like a s'more thing. Those ones are much better.
Okay.
Yeah. Have you guys ever had like a campfire before? Speaking of s'mores, like a huge one or is it like a...
All sizes. I've done a lot of campfires. Yeah.
Do you live in an area where that's kind of possible to do?
No, I live in an apartment building, so it's definitely not recommended. Oh, yeah. but I was on campus for a while, so sometimes there's like bonfires at Rec Beach, and then I tree planted for like 6 summers now, so a lot of big campfires.
What about you?
I've been in a few campfires myself, but most of them were usually in the mountains.
Mm.
Not in Canada, but where I'm from, there's like these big meadows and there aren't too many forests when you go really high up, so it's a bit safer there. So yeah, when it's well below freezing and everyone's in their tents, just sit out by the fire.
Yeah, the last time I had a campfire was for one of my friend's birthdays in elementary school. From what I remember, it was pretty big. We would, did we roast marshmallows? I don't remember. But I do remember making s'mores, and it's really good. It's so much better than just using your stove at home.
Yeah.
And it's totally different. You're just putting it in the fire.
Yeah.
And using a gas stove, the taste is so much different. But yeah, Halloween, I hope everyone is excited. I am really looking forward to looking at some amazing costumes. That's one of the things I love about Halloween is, although I'm not a person who dresses up that much, I love sightseeing. You know, ooh, that person's costume's good.
Yeah.
Oh, that one's amazing. Oh, I never thought of that. And since it's UBC and it's my first, I think it is my first Halloween where it's a school day.
Oh, okay.
And I've never really got the chance to really observe anyone who dressed up. So I'm kind of excited to see what people are going to be wearing that day.
Nice.
People will surprise me, because some people come up with some really cool costumes. But yeah, any costumes that you guys remember that you were just totally surprised with?
Yeah, I had a friend who went in a big group and they all coordinated their costumes around the same theme. And they all just went as characters from Ratatouille, but it was sexy Ratatouille.
Ooh.
And he was sexy Remy, which was very disturbing. But
who was Remy again?
The rat.
So they were all rats.
They were all. So you would have like Linguini, Colette, all the favorites. I don't know who all of them were, but they were all just sexy Ratatouille.
That's kind of nice. I would have loved to see it.
Yeah.
Sexy Ratatouille. That's a really interesting theme. What about you? Have you seen any?
No, but sexy Ratatouille does sound pretty incredible.
Yeah. I think the most... I think this is pretty mild. But the last time I've actually seen a costume that I was like, whoa, was a lot of kids in elementary school or middle school do a lot of the masks.
Oh, the scream masks.
Yeah, the scream masks.
Yeah.
But one kid was able to do like a blood scream mask where it's like... blood would go down, but it rotates through the mask. They have like a tube.
Oh.
It was really cool. Yeah.
That
so it's, yeah. So that one was one of the costumes that I was a bit surprised with. But again, I am so excited to see what people are going to bring.
Mm-hmm.
We are out of time. I hope you guys had a lot of fun during the training. Had a good feel of what it's like to be on air. You guys were great. You know, I know it can be a bit nervous, but it seemed like this session went very well. So I'll wrap it up. I hope everyone has a wonderful day. It is sunny out again, so I hope everyone goes out, gets a chance to enjoy the weather. It is a bit cold, so I can feel the cold air in my nose, and it kind of stings a bit sometimes. So maybe rotate within breathing through your nose and your mouth. But yeah, have a wonderful day, and I will see you all next week. Bye-bye, everyone.